السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers, before we proceed with the talk, time and again we make the announcements that the parking in the front is for the ladies and for families. It makes it easier. Now the ladies are finding it difficult to find parking, because some of us are very inconsiderate of others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding that in future this parking in front is for the ladies and for families. You know, so it makes it difficult now. The ladies are looking around for parking, and it's very embarrassing sometimes. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa laqibatul muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasul Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majeed wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. Ba'd a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers and friends, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, for having blessed us with this blessed day of Jum'ah and this blessed month of Rajab also, and taking us towards all the Mubarak months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality. From just by the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can come to understand, you know, the auspiciousness of these months, not in a sense like how it is auspicious of the 4 months. You know, minha arba'atul hurum, that is Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hajjah, Muharram, and Rajab being the 4 months, it was auspicious in the times of Jahiliyyah also. But auspiciousness as far as the barakat and the anwarat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is descending on this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a speciality for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Oh Allah, bless us in this month of Rajab and in the month of Sha'aban also. Wa ballighna Ramadan. And take us towards Ramadan, let us experience the month of Ramadan. Because none of us has the guarantee that we are going to see the month of Ramadan. What we were able to do the last Ramadan, alhamdulillah we did. We have to start preparing for the month of Ramadan from now, from the time of Rajab. That habits that come into us, we should start preparing now as far as fasting, making tilawat of the Quran. All these things will hold us in good stead. By the time the Ramadan comes, we are ready for the month of Ramadan. And also we know in this month of Ramadan, respected brothers, an event had taken place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is called the Mi'raj or the Isra, the journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Baytul Muqaddas on Buraq. We heard it time and again, alhamdulillah, and from Baytul Muqaddas to the seventh heavens. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Many mashayikh, mufassirin have made this tafsir that bodily, physically and solely Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the heavens. Though you will find some scholars that feel that only spiritually he went, bodily he did not go. But the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Jamhur ulama is that physically also he had went to to the seventh heavens, and this is our belief, and many of the mashayikh and mufassirin hold this view. What was the purpose of the journey? Was it just a joyride? Was it just to go and have a look at things? What was the purpose? Sometimes we forget the purpose, the objective of the journey. We know, respected brothers, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Baytul Muqaddas on the horse, on the Buraq, and Buraq being tied there, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performing the 2 rakats of Salah as Imam of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, showing the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and him being the seal of all prophets. His brother could just turn, he's not facing the Qibla, just turn him a little bit. And from there going to the seven heavens, and Jibreel alayhi salam seeking permission from every heaven, and permission being granted when it was told that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for, and meeting all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. According to some riwayats, Allama Sawi rahimahullah ta'ala has written in his tafsir also, that in the first heaven he had seen Adam alayhi salam, in the second heaven Isa and Yahya alayhi salam, in the third heaven Yusuf alayhi salam, in the fourth heaven Harun alayhi salam, in the fifth heaven Musa alayhi salam, and in the sixth heaven Musa alayhi salam, and in the seventh heaven was Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the fourth heaven was Idris alayhi salam, in the fifth heaven was Harun alayhi salam. And in the seventh heaven he had seen Ibrahim alayhi salam leading against Sidratul Muntaha, which is in line with the Kaaba, which is the Kaaba of the Malaika. And according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 70,000 angels make the tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur every day, and no other angel gets a second chance. No other angel gets a second chance. Now imagine how many angels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. We cannot understand, we cannot comprehend, respected brothers. But all these angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of them in a tasbih, tahmid, ruku position, some in sujood, making the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there are millions and thousands that are designated to serve human beings also. Sometimes we find, you know, that those that are writing our good deeds, some of them are as our protectors, some of them are as our helpers. During the time of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent 3,000 to 5,000 malaika to assist the Muslimin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the malaika for a specific reason also. Similarly, we have been created for a specific reason. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken for a specific reason also. When he had come to Sidratul Muntaha, Jibreel alayhi salam had taken leave, and that is where he had seen Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form with the 600 wings. And Jibreel alayhi salam had mentioned to him that, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I have to go or take a step forward, I'll be burned to ashes. I have no right and I don't have the power to take a step forward. From here, it is you alone." And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Jannah and Jahannam, the bounties and the beauties of Jannah, the punishment and the azab of Jahannam also. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented him with the best gift for the ummah. For all the other fara'id, Jibreel Amin came down to the earth. So this was one fara'. Showing the importance of it also, respected brothers, and how important it should be in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and presented it to him up there. As we know, it was 50 salah. And when he was coming down, Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioning to him, "Give salam to your ummah, wa alayhi salam, and tell them that Jannah is a barren land. It is a barren land. The tasbih that they will make, the tahmid that they will make, they are planting trees for themselves in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making the tasbih and tahmeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times." Then coming to Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam that what did your Rabb give to you for your ummah? And Rasulullah mentioning that 50 salawat, 50 salah. Musa alayhi salam says that your ummah will never be able to manage it. Go and ask for a reduction. Today also, we also ask for reduction in everything, we want discount in everything. So go and ask for a reduction. So from 50 it came down to, in some riwayas, 45 or by 5 or by 5, 10, by 10. Nevertheless, my respected, it came up to 5. Up and down, Rasulullah went. Musa alayhi salam sending him. Even 5 was too much for Musa alayhi salam. He said, "Your ummah will never manage it." And Rasulullah mentioned that, "I feel shy now to go. But inshallah, having good hopes on the ummah, my respected brothers. But today we can see the condition of the ummah. Such an important pillar of Islam. Let us question ourselves, let us gauge ourselves, let us take our own measurements. What percentage of the ummah is performing this 5 times salah? Alhamdulillah, we are seeing a good gathering here for the day of, for the salat of Jummah, alhamdulillah. What percentage are not even reading salat of Jummah? What percentage are not even reading the 5 times salawat? Does that ever concern us? Does that ever concern us that for this 5 salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward us for 50? After all the reduction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Rasulullah that for this 5, I will reward your ummah for 50. And for the good intentions that they make, I will give them one reward. And if they bring that good intention into practice, if they make amal on it, if they act upon it, I will give them 10 rewards. For every good, bad deed that they intend, I will not write a sin for them. Only if they commit that bad deed, then I will write one sin for them. That's how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But today we have forgotten the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. We are running away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are asking and making dua, what is going to bring the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What did Allah ta'ala tell Bani Israel? وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ. The first condition Allah ta'ala put, لَإِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. When you will establish salah, when you will establish salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will be with you. Verily, I will be with you. لَإِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Besides all the other conditions, وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةِ وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. The first condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said was, لَإِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. If you will establish salah. Today, alhamdulillah, we are performing salah. Allah has given us the tawfiq. What concern and worry do we have that the others that are not performing salah, how can they come on salah? So that they can also gain from the bounties and the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those of us that are performing the salah, what is the condition of our salah? Is our salah, like how Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى. That worship your Allah as if you are seeing Allah. صَلُّ كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي وَصَلِّي. Are you performing your salah the way you see me performing? Or is our salah like how it is mentioned in the Quran? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Or is our salah قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that the first thing to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah after our iman is not our wealth, is not our position in society, is not how much knowledge or intellect we possess, but the first thing to be questioned was is going to be our salah. If that is found correct, all your other deeds, inshallah, will be found correct also. Inna salata tanha an al-fahsha'i wal-munkar. Salah has that ability, the power to stop us, to prevent us from all immoral things. But today we still perform salah, and you will still find people still doing the same things. Because why? Our salah hasn't reached that level, respected brothers. We are not connecting ourselves when we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't realize and comprehend that this is our Rabb, our Razik, our Malik. This is the Rabb I am going to one day. And this is the Rabb that I cannot fool, I cannot bribe, I cannot buy my way through. That is the Rabb I am standing in front of. When we stand with that zeal, with that power, respected brothers, with that feeling in us, then that salah will have some power. Then that salah will have some power. As-salatu imaduddin, it is the foundation, it is the bedrock of Islam, respected brothers. And this was the objective when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Rasulullah s.a.w. and presented with the salah. That the salah is a means of us drawing from the treasures of Allah, gaining the assistance of Allah. Any problem that we face, we should resort to salah. This was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this was the habit of Sahaba Ikram. When we fall in any problem, who do we resort to? Financial problem? We are going to the bank or we are going to the credit card. We think that they are going to bail us out. Do we ever turn to Allah first? Do we ever turn to the amal that have been prescribed to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We find that very difficult. The importance of salah, respected brothers, is not even implanted into our children. This is, we might think, you know, some of us, alhamdulillah, we see some of us have the tawfiq. But what about the children in my locality? My child is performing salah today, I'm gone tomorrow. But if the children in my locality are corrupt, if they are not salah, they are not on salah, a time will come, my child will also go. Because he's going to play with those children. He's going to mix with those children. He's going to mix with those youth. What am I doing? What worry do I have to rectify the youth in my locality? All those that are not performing salah, what concern do I have? And those that are performing salah, how many of them are performing with jama'ah? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, it is my desire that I appoint someone to lead the salah, and I will take some of the youngsters and visit all the homes. That all those men that are able to perform their salah in the masjid, and if they are performing their homes, the salah at home, my desire is to burn those homes. But because of the fear of the women and children, I will not do this.
The importance of performing our salah was jama'ah. Today we find it very easy to move away and away from the masjid. Whereas it should be our desire that how can I come closer to the masjid? So that it can be easier for me to perform my salah was jama'ah. So that I can bring my children for jama'ah. If I bring my child once a week, my child will grow up thinking that no, salah is once a week. Salah was jama'ah is once a week. The importance of salah of jama'ah will be out of the child also. Because why the child will say, oh, my father never went for 5 times salah was jama'ah. My father went once a week. We as Muslims should try and come as closer to the masjid. Not go away from the masjid. Never mind the beautiful scenes there or the scenery. We are going to get much more beautiful scenes and sceneries in Jannah, inshallah. When will that be? If the importance of deen is in our life. If the importance of every amal of that has been prescribed to us is in our hearts, respected brothers. And salat is the most important. Salat is the most important. I mean, common sense will logically will tell you, I mean, if you are staying so far away from the masjid, 1-2 days you'll manage. And then the traffic, the fatigue, the tiredness, the thought that, you know, that I have to drive, never mind, I can make salah at home. I can make, I have the excuse. I have the right. I have the udhar. Respected brothers, our children, those little children that are growing up, we give so much importance to their dunyawi education. We'll drive them 20 minutes to school, 15 minutes to school, see that they are on time in school. But what effort do we make that we drive them to masjid every day? If not once a day, respected brothers, once a week? Is this the deen that we are going to teach them? Is this the practical deen that we are going to show them? We should, my respected brothers, try and come as close to the masjid as possible. Our masjid should be vibrant. Not only for the Salatul Jummah, but our masjid should be vibrant for every salah. The beauty of the masjid is the musallis inside. Those that are frequenting the masjid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah says, that bear testimony to that mu'min, to that human being, who frequents the masjid. Who frequents the masjid. Not performing salah in the house. That is for women folk to do. Ijazah has been given to them. Permission has been given to them. Because of all the other duties. By them performing on the proper time, inshallah, they will get the reward like how the men will get. But the masjid has, my respected, the brother should try and come to the masjid. And inculcate and encourage the children, the youngsters in the community also. Rasulullah says, when your child is 7 years old, encourage him to perform salah. When he's 10, you have the right to teach him a lesson. You have the right to teach him a lesson. But now if we are going to sit at home, respected brothers, and worry about our salah at home only, worry about our salah at home only, and come once a week, what impression are we giving to our child? This is something of concern. This is not just something to wash away all the shaykh, always they talk to you on salah, and, you know. This is the most important thing, respected brothers. That is why, in the salat, tanha anil fahshay wal munkar. As-salatu imaduddin. It is the foundation, bedrock, the pillar of Islam. The first thing to be reckoned with on the day of Qiyamah. When we have the azmah, when we have the yaqeen of this in our hearts, then the other things will start falling slowly, slowly, respect. When salah came, salah was the first thing that was prescribed to the ummah. Thereafter, all the other things came. The hearts were ready. They were mentally, they were ready. All the other commands. 2.5% of your wealth, they were prepared to give 2.5% of their wealth. If they were asked to give up the alcohol, they gave up the alcohol also. Because why? Now the iman was strong. And the most important amal that is required of them was in their lives. They never shirked their responsibility as far as this amal was concerned. Even the open munafiq used to make sure that he comes for salah was jama'ah. Because why? He will be recognized. This is how important they realize performing salah was jama'ah. Yes, we can say, oh, Banu Sa'id, they were staying far away, they wanted to come to the masjid, they wanted to come closer to the masjid. Rasulullah said, no, don't come, stay there, because for every step you're going to take, your sin is going to be forgiven, you are going to be rewarded, your stages will be elevated in Jannah. So we'll use that as a dalil. But you say, this is a dalil for staying far away. But they used to come, are you coming to the masjid? Or are you coming once a week? If you have the heart of the Banu Sa'id, then fair enough, stay 50 miles away. Drive 50 miles. But make sure that you come to the masjid. This is the house of Allah. You are losing out on the ameen of the people that are saying ameen after the Fatiha. Because the malaika say ameen also. There was this one saint who missed one fard salah was jama'ah. Now we say fables, you know. Sometimes we don't believe in fables, but we take ibrah from this lesson. He had, because of a salatul janazah, he missed the salah was jama'ah. He performed that salah 25 times. And he was inspired. You performed it 25 times, but what about the ameen of the malaika that you missed? We are losing out in this way also, respected brothers. We should be coming closer to the masjid. So it is easier for us. So that body doesn't feel so tired also. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us cars. Allah has given us all the ni'mat. We can say we can travel from 20, 30 miles or 15 miles. But with the traffic nowadays, respected brothers, and with the roads and our condition, it becomes very difficult. It becomes very difficult. We make the intention of inhabiting the places around the masjid. Allah will make it easy for us. It depends on our intention. If our intentions are correct, Allah will treat us accordingly. Allah will treat us accordingly. There are places, respected brothers, that people, you know, had this desire of buying a place. Today we'll find, you know, the California or San Francisco, this is the real estate is so much and so much. But if the desire is there, if the desire is there, and if your attention is towards Allah, if you are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make things a reality. A whole block, not half a whole block, which was a medical clinic, because of little asbestos in there, they emptied the whole building. Something that, you know, a whole block will go for millions. Alhamdulillah, the Muslims got it for $350,000. Where they could get built, they built a masjid for 400 musallis. Three apartments for teachers in front. Classrooms at the back. An eating place, everything for visitors, everything. Kitchen, everything. And that also they've only used one third of the property. One third. Because why? They had this desire that, oh Allah, you give us something. Something that is beneficial to the Muslimin and the Mu'minin also. When we have the desire of coming closer, inshallah, Allah will make it such. Allah will make it such. Look at around. They are finding to find tenants. Because why? They know the rates are too higher. They are getting cheaper rates. People are getting cheaper rates. Now they are starting to drop their rates. So if we make that intent, Allah will make it such. But let us come towards the masjid. Let us come around the masjid so that we can inhabit the masjid. Instead of coming once a week or once a day only, respected brothers, Fajr, our Fajr crowd should be like our Jummah. Then we will see the Rahmah of Allah. Then we will see the Ma'iyyat of Allah and the Nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even those foes of ours believe that when your Fajr crowd will be like your Jummah crowd, then you will gain control of your masajids again. They even say this openly. They know the power. They know the power of Salah. We have power of Salah. We have forgotten the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are trying to run away from Allah, from the mercy of Allah. Where you should be coming? فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and basing our life on the commandments of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله الذي فرض على عباده صلوات لحكم عظيمة وجعل هذه الصلوات مكفرات لما بينهن من صغائر الذنوب والأوزار أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد إن الله تعالى لم يأمركم بالعبادة لاحتياج إليكم فإن الله غني عن العالمين وإنما أمركم بما أمركم به لاحتياجكم إليه وقيام مصالحكم دينية والدنيوية فالعبادات التي أمر الله بها كلها صلاح للأبدان وصلاح للقلوب وصلاح للأفراد وصلاح للشعوب وإذا صلحت القلوب صلحت الأبدان أيها الناس إنكم محتاجون إلى ربكم ومضطرون إليه ليس بكم غنى عنه طرفة عين ولقد شرع الله لكم من العبادات ما يقربكم إليه
ويستوجب الأجر والثواب. شرع الله لكم هذه الصلوات الخمس التي تطهر القلوب من الذنوب وتسل العبد إلى غاية المطلوب، ويكون العبد بالصلوات في غاية العبودية، ويقرب إلى الله عز وجل غاية القربة. يا عباد الله، انظروا إلى العبد حينما يقول الله أكبر ويقف بين يدي ربي خاشعا خاضعا لا يلتفت إلى أحد بقلبه ولا بوجهه، قلبه متصل بالله، قلبه متصل بالله ووجهه إلى بيت الله، فهو متوجه إلى ربه ظاهرا وباطنا. يا عباد الله، في الصلوات فوائد كثيرة، وفائدتها العظيمة هي ما صرح الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. لكن أيها الشباب المستمعون، يمكن أن تتساءلون فيما بينكم أن الله تعالى يقول في جانب إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، وفي جانب آخر نحن نرى أن صلواتنا ليست تنهانا عن الفحشاء والمنكر. فلا يصدق بهذا أن قضية الله فيه كذب ووهم، لأن صلواتنا ليست فيها روح ولا حقيقة، بل هي صورة بلا معنى. ولأن صلاتنا بعيدة عن قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه، فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة بعد الإيمان الصلاة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها فقد أقام الدين، ومن هدمها فقد هدم الدين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من ترك الصلاة متعمدا فقد كفر. فيا عباد الله، إياكم وترك الصلاة ولا تغفلوا عنها، فإن الغفلة عنها من علامات الكفر والنفاق. إن يقولوا تعالى عنهم: وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: رجال لا تلهيهم ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة، يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. بارك الله لنا ولكم القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآية والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك قديم بر رب رحيم. الحمد لله الذي أمطر أقطار الرحمة من سحاب المغفرة على المقرين بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، ونور قلوب أهل المعرفة بفيضان أنوار لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، وشرح صدور المؤمنين بنور أذكار لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، هو سلسبيل أنهار لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وخلفاء الذين فازوا إلى أعلى الدرجات بكثرة أذكار لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، وعلى المهاجرين والأنصار وعلى كل من استقر بإقرار لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، شفيع في الحشر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، ونور على الصراط لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، ونجاة من النيران لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، ومكتوب على باب الجنان لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، ومفتوح باب الرحمة على المؤمنين ببركة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللهم اغفر المجاهدين في كل مكان الذين قتلوا بإعلاء كلمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، واخذل الكفرة والمبتدعة والمشركين. اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم استرنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم لا تخزنا يوم العرض عليك. اللهم أحسن وقوفنا بين يديك. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واغفر لنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأزوى وجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Muy salado.